football is all a matter of opinion. Share yours. 01514720967. It's the Legends on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
6:30, Friday evening. Must be the Legends. A very warm welcome, Alan Owen, in for Steve Hothersall. Looking forward to a wonderful hour's debate when I can get the lads' heads out of the newspapers. delighted to have the company of Graham Sharp, as always, and Dominic Matteo. Loved it so much last week, he couldn't wait to return. Dom, you're very welcome.
Thank you much.
Great to see you, and great to see the smiling faces in here as Sharpie looks forward to Everton-Chelsea, the big game of the weekend. And Dominic Matteo hasn't been able to wipe the smile off his face following Liverpool's wonderful 2-0 victory over Manchester United last night. So plenty to discuss. But what about Rafa Benitez? We'll have to start with a former Liverpool manager who's back in the Premier League, amazingly, at Newcastle United. Thoughts, chaps?
Strange, well, not a strange one. The way it was handled was poor for a start, the way Newcastle handled it, but that seems to be the case nowadays. Rafa Benitez, short term, you know, he's got a clause in his contract, he can leave if they get relegated. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? I think they had to change the manager, didn't they? They had to change to see if they could get something going. But I'm surprised at the fix. I couldn't see Rafa Benitez working under Mike Ashley, but listen, if he keeps him up, he's done the job and then he's back in the Premier League.
The one thing he did well at Liverpool was he got him organised. They were defensively, that, you know, he prides himself on that, and you know that's what obviously they've got him in for. He's got short term time to work it out, but you know, good luck to him.
Does he need a lot of luck? Coin a Liverpool phrase.
I think he needs his players to turn up and start running around. You know, and
he's got them. He's got them turned up this afternoon. He got them into training straight away. Apparently,
that can work one way or the other, can it? You know, players will turn around and go, "I'm not having this," or else they can knuckle down. You know, they should knuckle down. To be perfectly honest, they're in a situation now, where do they want to be next year? Do they want to be in the Championship and getting sold right, left and centre? Or do they want to stay in the Premiership? So they've got an experienced manager in place now. You just have to wait and see how they react. But as Dom says, he'll get them organised. First game away to Leicester.
Yes. League
leaders. Probably an interesting one. I'd expect a dour defensive approach from Newcastle in that one. He will look at that as if he nicks a point. That's a start and something to build on, but certainly an interesting start for him.
And his first home game, Sunderland in the big derby.
Yes, I was just thinking that. A fantastic game.
Well, I'd done a game a few years ago when it was De Canio's. Was it De Canio's one? De Canio's first one, the first game.
We did it.
And they won, didn't they? Yeah. De Canio won, and that's when he ran on the pitch like a lunatic.
Yeah, it was my first experience of a North East derby.
Right, and mine,
it was quite an atmosphere. And,
yeah, it was brilliant.
Sharpie and I were a bit terrified after the game. We couldn't wait to get back to our cars, because it's not like a Merseyside derby. It's a bit hostile up there, to say the least. Your show, of course, 01514720967. We want to hear from you. Plenty to debate. As I mentioned earlier, Dominic Matteo absolutely delighted with the 2-0 scoreline.
Yeah.
Is it enough?
I think so. I mean, they'd like to add a couple more. Apart from David De Gea, they probably would have. But, you know, a little bit, the finishing was, you know, Coutinho probably should have made it. You know, he should have scored. And the game could have really been put to bed last night. But, you know, Man United have a glimmer of a chance now. But I think Liverpool will score at Old Trafford. Man United were poor, not to take nothing away from Liverpool last night. I thought Liverpool were excellent. I thought Firmino was top class again, seems to impress more and more at the moment. But like you say, it's just giving Man United a little bit of a chance with that 2-0. But I think for Liverpool, finish the job off.
Not many teams come from two goals down in Europe.
They are useless. They are useless.
That's the Reds of Manchester you're referring to.
They are useless. And listen, as Dom says, take nothing away from Liverpool. Could have been 5 or 6 quite easily. De Gea has kept them in the tie. They are hopeless. I'd be surprised if they beat Liverpool at Old Trafford. They are that bad. And I look at it, and you listen to him after the game as well. It's just not a Manchester United team. I know people say, well, they've had it so good for so long under Sir Alex Ferguson. Welcome to the real world. It is the real world, because they paid a lot of money for Memphis. Hopeless. You know, Martial, they play the young kid who's come on the scene and scored some goals.
Marcus Rashford,
he's now pushed him to the right wing, where he's anonymous in there. And just Schneiderlin. You know, what's all you about kind of thing? Just comes a big fanfare about he's the next this and that. Hopeless.
And Schweinsteiger.
Schweinsteiger, come on. Yeah, but listen, that's taking nothing away from Liverpool, who I said deserved to win the game. But the demise in that football club is incredible. And can you see them getting back?
I think as well, the last night as well, Anfield, the atmosphere was electric. Yeah. I've not seen it like for a couple of years. And you know, I think Klopp has brought this feel-good factor back to the clubs. You know, it's been said before when Kenny come back and things like that. But Klopp, you know, the way the players are working for him, you know, he's got the players on side. That's evident in all the performances. And, you know, they're on a good little run of games at the moment.
Yeah, he's got players turning in performances that many of the fans probably would have expected when he arrived. The likes of Lallana, who's looking to play now, isn't he? Firmino has settled in well.
Even like Khan last night, Emre Khan, I thought he played very well last night, doing the simple things well. You know, sometimes he tries to do the fancy stuff, but if he just gets it and gives it simple and breaks things up, you know, it's a very vital part of the team. I thought last night he was excellent.
I'd have to say, Jordan Henderson's not Steven Gerrard. He tried an audacious free kick from his own half. Who is he kidding? Who is he kidding here?
Yeah, like I say, I think Klopp's certainly making his mark at the moment. And like you say, you know, Man United were poor, but Liverpool were excellent. Mm.
A few outstanding performers already mentioned. I mean, Nathaniel Clyne as well, one of the best games he's had in a red jersey.
Wasn't up against much, Al. And I'm not taking that. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah. You know, and I thought Liverpool's best players, as Dom says, was Firmino, obviously. Yeah. I thought Emre Can was excellent. You know, so you're looking in there, and even Sacco at the back and everything else did what they were expected to do, and they didn't have an awful lot to do.
Mignolet had nothing to do.
No, exactly. So it was a good all-round team performance, but if you're a Manchester United fan and you're looking at that, you're scratching your head.
I mean, if you look at the bench going back to Sunday to the Palace game, I mean, Liverpool's bench on Sunday, it shows the strength and depth that's coming back now. They've got a few people fit. You know, really, really good squad. If he gets everyone fat and fit to the end of the season, they could go on a nice little run.
Well, we said it was your show, and delighted to have our first red on of the evening. Steve is in Norris Green, and were you at the game last night, Steve?
No, I was watching it on BT, lads, unfortunately.
Well, you've seen it, so you're entitled to your opinion and comment, so Dominic Matteo's all ears.
All right, lads. First and foremost, I'd like to, you know, they did play really well last night, and taking nothing away from them, I don't care about Man United. How many times have people always said about other clubs being not up to scratch when they played Man United? You know, I think what's happening now at Liverpool, I think... When Klopp first started there, you've seen all the lads start to pull up with hamstring injuries and this, that and the other. I think it's down to the training. I think it's what you call it now. They're all coming back now after these hamstring injuries. You know, when there was like one game, I think two or three lads pulled up with hamstring strains, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now they're all coming back. They're all coming back and they're all starting to play the football, I think, the way he wants to play, attacking football all the time.
Yeah, I think you're right, Steve. I think, you know, when you first come in, there was a few injuries, but maybe that's the demands he's putting on his players in the training session. I've heard he works them hard. Yeah. And I'm sure at the start of next season, with a full pre-season of all his methods and all his thoughts across to the players, hopefully we'll see less of that. And like you've said, you know, you look at the bench last week at Palace, that was a strong bench for Liverpool. You know, with the team he put out there, the bench he had, that's Liverpool back to more or less full strength, really. You've got a couple still out injured, Skirtle still... You know, he's knocking on the door again and people like that. But overall, I think we'll get the true reflection of a Jurgen Klopp side next season. But, you know, not ruling this season out yet. There's still a chance they could win something.
Well, that's it. You know, I think, by the way, if we've only got to get one goal away there, they've got to score four then, you know. So, you know, going on last night's show, I couldn't even see them scoring one, to be honest with you.
Probably the only thing was we could have got a few more. It's the only negative, maybe we could have got a few more goals last night. De Gea was excellent for Man United, but...
Well, De Gea, De Gea made four brilliant world-class saves last night, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the effort that Klein is from nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
If that just could have took a deflection.
Yes.
Could have been 6 or 7, couldn't it, last night, as Sharpie said.
Well, you know, with the players, they all seem up for it under Klopp. You know, he just seems to have them all playing for him, which is massive for a manager. You know, a lot of managers don't get that reaction, but he seems to have them, all the players on side, which really helps.
Steve, you talked about the way that he's got them pressing and everything else and working harder. Now, I'm going to throw something in the works here. Me, personally, I can't see this. Next season, everybody fit and everything else. Can you see Daniel Sturridge adapting to that style of play where he's got to work his socks off and close down and get across the line and everything else? I think he's a different player. So I think, I'm not saying he's going to have a problem. I'm not going to have a problem with him, but it's something that Daniel Sturridge will have to buy into very, very quickly.
Daniel Sturridge, for me, Sharpie, isn't it? I know we go on about it now, and he was a cracker player for the club, was Luis Suarez. Mm. Where Suarez would work, you know, and do a lot of running. Where I think Sturridge is around the edge of a box poacher.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And whichever way Klopp decides to go, it depends who he buys in the summer.
Mm.
You know, and let's all, you know, it's well documented that he's getting a couple of bob in the summer, but it's who he brings in, whether he gets, you know, maybe one or two runners that are willing to work for the, you know. Don't get me wrong, I know Sturridge has come back from a, you know, a couple of injuries, and we don't know the in-depth of them injuries, but for me, it's hard to say. Is he lazy? I don't know. Is, you know, he said a couple, you know, seen a couple of things last night when the ball, he was asking for the ball down the sideline. He wants it to feed, so that's telling you that he's not a runner. You know what I mean? So he wants everything to feed. And by the way, if everything does go to feed, that's how we'd like to play football. Everything to feed, you know. But in this game, you know, unfortunately, you have got to run for something. And at the end of the day, if he's not a runner, then, you know, if we move him on, then we get some money for him, you know. But
it'll be an interesting one, Steve, as you say. Summer's going to be interesting and see who he brings in and who he lets go. And, you know, the Benteke thing, Dom and I were just speaking about it off air about, you know, what doesn't look very good for him if you're looking at it now. You know, whether he's going to be staying there, whether they shift him on as well.
I mean, for the first time on Sunday, actually, when Benteke had come on, he made an impact. Yeah. He run around, he had a go, and that's what Klopp wants. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, with football.
Another thing as well, lads, about that Benteke penalty, let's put this to bed now. You know, if you're going to tackle in the box, you're not going to go in on your knees, are you?
No, it was a daft challenge.
At the end of the day, Benteke wasn't going anywhere, and don't get me wrong, if it had happened to Pardew's Palace, he'd have wanted the penalty.
Most definitely.
You know, you know, so, you know, if you're a defender, if you've got a brain, you'll just watch that lad go out of play because he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're not going to tackle him on your knees. And so, right away, you're all out of shape, so you're going to clip something part of his body so he can go down.
Okay, Steve, you know, brilliant stuff, mate.
Cheers, Steve.
All right,
thanks, Steve. Thanks a lot, Steve. Cheers. Thanks, Steve. Cheers. Mate. Cheers,
great stuff. That's Steve in Norris Green giving us his opinion on Liverpool.
I just threw that on the mix here, you know, simply because it's an interesting one. You know, what will happen, obviously, you know, for Liverpool fans and for Daniel Sturridge, you hope he stays, kind of thing, but it's about buying into the mentality.
Okay, we're going to squeeze him in part one here. I've got another caller on the line from Wallasey. Brian is a Blue, so... your turn to be very attentive, Sharpie, I would think. So, Brian, welcome to the Legends. Brian, welcome to the Legends. Where are you? Not there.
Oh, come on, Al.
Where's Brian? Brian's gone missing.
Yeah. Brian's gone missing. While we try and get him back, we'll...
I hope he's going to come on and talk about the game tomorrow. It's a massive game tomorrow. Unbelievably, there's still tickets. Mm. On sale, so get yourself some.
Yeah, that surprised me.
But I tell you what, I fancy it to be a cracker tomorrow. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, is it a game we can win? Yeah, it is. Mm. You know, obviously, people who went to the game last week will tell you we need to defend better, which is common knowledge. But certainly, looking at Chelsea the other night, disappointing result for them.
Make them more fired up because they've only got the FA Cup.
It doesn't matter.
We can win
this game. So get yourself along.
Okay, Brian's there. Probably my fault, that Brian. Nobody else's. Thanks very much. We get used to these deaths.
That's what happens when you work with amateurs, Brian.
Hi, Sharpie.
How you doing, sir? Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks. Looking forward to the cup game tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think we've got a good shout against them tomorrow. Mm. I am worried about our defensive frailties.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want to talk to you about is the way Martinez seems to be handling all the pressure that's growing on him at the moment.
Yeah.
He's come out this week and he's turned around, and it's not the first time this season, where he's turned around and said the fans have got to get behind the team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this rankles me because the fans have been totally behind the team all season.
Mm-hmm.
There's been certain players I think have had a lot of criticism, and justifiably so, probably. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, I think everyone's sort of on the back of Martinez with the tactics and this complete inability to close a game out.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of points we've dropped, and, you know, it's getting beyond the joke. And the pressure's on his back now.
Yeah.
You know, you've got other pundits are on his back. And I've even heard now people are talking about Mourinho should consider possibly coming to us if Martinez gets sacked. I mean, you know, and it's pure fantasy land. But
yeah, Brian, I think were you looking at... I'll be honest with you now. I think the atmosphere inside Goodison this season hasn't been great. you know, I think it's been a difficult place to play in. So in saying that, I think the last few games at Goodison, it's been excellent. You know, they've seen a performance and they've got behind the team. I thought for the West Ham game that we unfortunately lost last week, I thought the crowd were excellent, as we were before. I think it was West Brom. The results aren't going their way, so people are disappointed, and quite rightly so. But I agree. I think in the last few games, the fans are definitely with the team. And I think the fans will be with the team tomorrow. You know, come the beginning of the game, it's important they do that. Now, obviously, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to win every single game. You're telling me that for 78 minutes last week, the performance was excellent. You know, and then we concede 12 minutes, three goals, which is unacceptable. And I can understand the fans' frustration for that.
I think it's that it's the managing of the game, and that's yes. what's been coming out. It's the management of the game from Roberto's point of view. There's obviously questions over bringing Lennon off when he looked like he was getting an absolute blinder. Mm-hmm. He says he wasn't. He says he was tired, but you know, I'm sure 30,000 plus people would disagree. Mm-hmm.
Think
but
as well, though, Brian.
Up front with 10 men just seems ludicrous. I mean, I don't know any manager in Europe that would do something like that.
I think sometimes, well, Brian, that players have to take responsibility themselves in games. You know, it's there are all a lot of international players out on that field. And
I agree with you, but when you bring a striker on,
I understand.
You've got 10 men, your defenders are going to be knackered. Yeah. So it's not surprising at the, you know, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, they're starting to get tired. They're not competing like they should be for the crosses. And it's a weak point. West Ham actually came out and said that it was a point that they were targeting for us because they knew we couldn't handle crosses.
Yeah.
And if we're that patently obvious hell to break down, why isn't someone getting on about it? And it's not like it's a new thing.
Yeah, good point. As I say, a good point. I came out last week and said the same thing. We don't do enough for me to defend crosses. You know, shut people down to stop the ball going in the box in the first place.
Exactly.
That's for me. So listen,
they're defending on the 18-yard box too much, and then they mess around with it behind that 18-yard line, and they're creating their own problems.
Yeah, Brian, you're spot on in what you're saying, mate. Hopefully, you going tomorrow?
I can't go tomorrow because I'm working tonight.
All right then. Okay. Well, hopefully you can watch it and cheer us on, and hopefully we can get through to the semi-finals.
Enjoy, Brian. Thanks very much, Brian. Indeed, Brian. For calling the Legends, Brian in Wallasey, Everton, Chelsea, 5:30 tomorrow. Okay, just before we head to a break, the lads have been dying to delve into Look Who's Scoring. Our first couple of clues. This particular player scored 7 goals in 20 starts for Everton.
I love it, Everton.
7 goals in 20 starts for Everton. Made his debut against Liverpool in a goalless draw. A debut against Liverpool in a goalless draw. 7 goals in 20 starts for Everton. Doesn't give you too much, does it, until maybe you get the next set of clues. Sharpie's gone for a new pen, and he's scribbling down, and he'll give us a name as soon as possible. Don't forget, if you want to have a guess, 01514720967.
Landon Donovan.
Might be a mystery prize up for grabs. That's Sharpie's first guess, and I can categorically tell you that is wrong. But they'll be debating it non-stop throughout the course little break, and we will be back very shortly from the top of the Radio City Tower with the Legends on this Friday evening.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now, 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Yeah, welcome back to the Legends. Dominic Matteo, Graham Sharp, and myself, Alan Irwin, in the hot seat tonight. Plenty of debate during the break on Look Who's Scoring. 7 goals in 20 starts for Everton. Made his debut against Liverpool in a goalless draw. Ian in Kirby, amazingly, has got it right just from those clues. Congratulations, Ian. And also Martin in Eastham as well. So just the two clues, and they are absolutely spot on. Sharpie's had 3 guesses already. His last 2 were Joe Max Moore and Paul Gascoigne. That's going to rule him out very shortly, I think.
No.
I'm going to give you some more guesses in just a tick, Sharpie. Right. This has got nothing to do now with the Look Who's Scoring, but just have a listen back to this to bring back some good memories for Evertonians. The last time Everton and Chelsea met in an FA Cup game. What can Everton do? It's Leighton Baines who strides up, hits it, and he scores!
Oh, yes! Oh, Clyde Brilliant from Leighton Baines. That is pure class. And he goes over quite rightly to celebrate with the hordes of travelling Evertonians who are delirious. Everton have equalised in the final minute of extra time and we're heading for a penalty shootout. Oh. Phil Neville in front of the Evertonians. Again, he's having a bit of trouble with the penalty spot. The fifth and final penalty. Oh, he hasn't got much of a run-up at all. Neville to take us through. Yes! Oh, brilliant penalty! And look at the scenes now at Stamford Bridge. Phil Neville takes all the adulation. He's leaped upon by his Everton teammates.
Was never in doubt, Sharpie, was it?
Yeah, it was. I remember when Phil Neville had the light, I thought, no, please, somebody else. But to be fair to him, held his nerve and got so good game. Remember, Baines' free kick was brilliant.
2011, the last minute of extra time to get the penalty shootout, and Evertonians believing then they were on the way to Wembley. What happened in the next round? Lost at home to Reading.
Was it Reading?
Yeah, already knew that they were going to be playing Reading in the
fifth round.
Can't
remember that game. What was the game?
Lost at home to Reading in the fifth round.
Yeah. Can't remember that game.
Yeah, 2011. Well, it's probably a forgettable day, Sharpie, that one. So, yeah, 2011, Everton-Chelsea meet again tomorrow, of course, in the FA Cup quarter-final. Everton's 45th appearance in the FA Cup quarter-final, so more than any other side.
Well, again, seen in the call of Brian as well, I think it's a game we can win. I honestly do. I think Chelsea are not the Chelsea of old.
Yeah.
You know what I thought? You know, they come and you think, oh, you're not going to get anything from this. But I don't think they are. I think you can get after them a little bit, depending on what they have out with injuries
still
as well.
Still no John Terry, is there?
No.
As it sounds of it.
So, you know, he's a big player for them. And listen, they've still got quality. I'm not denying that. But I still think it's a game that, you know, we can go into feeling optimistic that we can go and get a result.
What about Roberto Martinez's comments in his press conference this week here? You know, he was asked whether it's make or break. It's bound to be asked that because they're going to finish sort of mid-table by the looks of things in the Premier League, barring a run of 10 successive wins. He doesn't think so. He says, you know, it's an FA Cup game and we'll take one game at a time.
Well, yeah, I think, listen, you have to concentrate in the next game. But I wouldn't write the league off as well because I don't think we're far away. You know, we've conceded daft goals and lost points. I can understand that. But can you see that team going and winning six games in the bounce? I'd have to say, yeah, I can. Yeah. You know, it's possible. So you don't know. So the season's not a write-off. It could have been so much better at this stage. But we're still in a situation where we can put a run of victories together. All of a sudden, the picture changes. You know, people are now circling and thinking, oh, time to get rid of him and all that. If you finish the season strongly, you know, and gets into like a European spot or whatever, I don't know, I haven't seen the table recently, but if you do...
Well, it depends on who wins the FA Cup and how far the places go down. Let's see what Phil in Kirby thinks, because he's a Blue, and I don't know whether you'll be at Goodison Park tomorrow, Phil, but you'll be cheering on the Blues either way, whether you're in person or not. Welcome to the Legends.
Hi, boys. What it is, I say, I'm at a wedding tomorrow, so I haven't been going for the last few years, because I work on Saturdays, but I used to have a season ticket for years, and I was fortunate enough to see Sharpie and his team in 85... and I'm the Bayern Munich game, that's why I'm ringing now, because I just think, you know, although we haven't been the best of late, that the result has been going for us, but I just think tomorrow, if we can get behind them like the Bayern Munich game and make it a fortress like Goodison used to be, and really frighten Chelsea. I think if we can beat Chelsea, it doesn't matter who we play at Wembley, the way we play football, the way we keep the ball, it saps other people's energy. And I just think... win tomorrow, and we can win that cup, no problem. Doesn't matter who we play at Wembley. And also, I think, listening to the callers on Monday, I agree with what you were saying about Roberto's substitutions. I don't think his game management is very good, and I think after this year, I do think we need to change, because Everton Football Club, for me, is a top six club, and the money we've got in, I think we need a better manager than Roberto. I think he's brought some great players to the club, and the football's been good, but he just doesn't know how to tighten up. He doesn't know how to win games. And although he's a lovely fella, I want the best for Everton. And I think after this year, I think we need to look elsewhere.
Phil, don't you think it's, again, I said it the other night, I think, don't you think he's been here 2.5 years? Don't you think we're in a situation where we're too quick to get rid of people? You know, I look at Moise and he was here for a while and he was up and down and one good season, one bad season kind of thing. And we kept with him and eventually got his... well, you know, top half of the table team every time. Listen, we want to go back to when we were winning leagues and everything else, but sometimes I think you can react too quickly and regret it. I think what you said there is true. I think that is hopefully something that the manager learns. You know, at this moment in time, you don't think he is, but you'd like to think the manager is another year under his belt with Everton, and he'll look back in the season and think, yeah, I made a mistake there, and sometimes substitutions go for you, sometimes they don't. You know, that happens. You know, sometimes you can be a god because you made the right substitution, other times you're a nightmare kind of thing. So
yeah.
I still think, you know, and whilst it's been really bitterly disappointing, I know a lot of people are upset kind of thing, I honestly don't believe that the manager will go from the football club, if I'm honest. And I think that's why it's important that we need to all stick together. And I know it's difficult. You want your team to win, and when they're not, you get fragmented groups and everything else. But when you look at what we've got as a team, as you said yourself, the way we play football and everything else, I think it's important that we stick with it. You know, what you then get is you get a new manager coming in with a totally different way of playing. Just say, for instance, it was Benitez. I'm not saying for his Liverpool. If he came in and he's a different coach and it's a different way he plays and it's different way he changes players, and then you get to a negative side. You remember when Moise came in at first, the number of complaints and brickbats he got because the football was poor. It was rubbish to watch, but he was nicking 1-0. Victories.
Yeah,
so you've got to be very careful, you know, what you wish for, and I understand fully what you're saying. But for me, yes, it needs to improve without a shadow of a doubt. But what I would say is, I think what we've got a good group that are underperforming at the moment. But hopefully, in time, that will come good.
I think as well, throughout the whole league, a lot of the teams defensively, there's a lot of teams that are poor, you know, right the way through the whole country. You know, defenders are a dying breed nowadays. You know, there's not so many, like, you know, talks like the Jamie Carragher's, people like that, put the body on the line. But I don't think enough of these clubs have them. I mean, Everton have got Jagielka and people like that. But you want to see more of it, don't you? You want to see people defend. You want to see defenders wanting to defend.
Yeah.
Too many defenders now want to get too far up the field, and you know, fullbacks are like wingers in this day and age. But, you know, you need to see games out, like you say. I don't think Everton have done that well enough.
Well, Phil, enjoy the wedding. I'm sure you'll snatch television at some stage.
I hope we win, because it tastes a lot better when you win the beer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
And I hope you'll be slipping out trying to find a telly somewhere.
I will. No, I'm staying overnight, so I'll be going in the hotel room to watch it.
Right, Phil, have a good day.
All right, Phil.
Cheers, thank you.
Phil Le Bleu in Kirby, going to a wedding tomorrow, but I'm sure he'll be viewing the game, as many others will. Talking of matches, the Kendall Paisley Cup is shaping up nicely, Sharpie. 29th of April at West Lancs Golf Club. You've got another blue on your side, Tony Grant.
I don't know yet.
Oh, listen, he's selected.
He's been put forward. I have to go through the selection committee. I have to have a look and see if his handicap's high enough.
Oh, so he might get vetoed. Yeah. I've been told what his handicap is. I'm not sure it's high enough for you.
I think so.
29th of April, so the teams are shaping up very nicely. Unlike this, look who's scoring, but this might help you now.
Go on.
He scored 30 goals in 45 games for his country. 30 goals in 45 games for his country, so that's a great record. And his surname, how about this, is worth 21 points in Scrabble.
Oh.
Now, I don't play Scrabble, but 21 points to me sounds like a lot. So I would think he's got a lot of letters on the back of his... That's got the boys thinking big time.
Not Billy Lipton enough.
Yes.
That's Sharpie's fourth guess of the evening, and it is wrong. Keep them coming. During the break, it's going to be heads down, racking the brains. Dominic Matteo also is going to be waiting to just see if he can sneak a victory.
One. Yeah, again, so, I won last week.
All right, Dom.
Okay, apparently we're going to go to another caller before we go to a break. We're going to go... Are you listening to this, boys? We're going to go to Hawaii.
Sorry, man.
We're going to go to Hawaii. Dave the Red.
We're going to Hawaii.
Is from Bromber, but he's in Hawaii. Is that right, Dave?
Well, aloha from Hawaii.
Brilliant.
This better be a good call, because if you've taken time off to phone this show from Hawaii, there's something drastically wrong.
Sharpie, I told you about that Lord's Nation on me, so you can afford that.
Brilliant.
I'm in Brecky on Waikiki Beach. How are you, boys?
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant, pal.
Well, that match yesterday, wasn't it something special? I mean, I don't know about you, Sharpie, but Dom,
yeah,
you must have really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, fantastic atmosphere in the ground. Like I said earlier in the show, one of the best atmospheres I've been at for a while at Anfield. And I just think, like I've said earlier, mate, the team's playing for Klopp. And, you know, he's got all the players, they're all back fit now. He's trying to find his best team. You know, who's he going to keep for next season? A lot of people are playing for the places. And another positive is I watched the 21s on Monday, and Ojo got a hat-trick. Another one who got a chance on the bench last night. I think, you know, they've got a couple of bright young lads coming through the system as well. And I think he's not scared to give them a chance, which is great for the football club, because I always like to see the lads, you know, coming through the ranks, coming out of the academies and stuff. And I think under Klopp, we're certainly getting a great work ethic amongst the players and at the club. And, you know, some of the players are reaping the benefits now. Maybe it's a little bit too late into the season, but... Sorry, mate.
Don't you think we just made United look normal?
Yeah, I think we did. I think, you know, Man U aren't great. They're having a really bad spell. I think if it wasn't for the goalkeeper last night, like we said, he it could have been 4 or 5 in the game. Really should have been put to bed last night. Yeah, he did. He saved him. And, you know, they've got a chance. But I still think we'll score at Old Trafford. I think we'll probably beat them at Old Trafford as well.
I think it'll be 3-1 at Old Trafford.
Steve, more importantly, we're about to know why you added.
Honolulu, Waikiki Beach.
Ah, fabulous.
What beer is it over there?
It's Mai Tai.
What beer is it?
Mai Tai.
Mai Tai.
Oh, you can get Kronenbourg, you can get Heineken.
Oh,
you can
brilliant.
Get all the continental beers, but...
But it tastes better over there.
Mai Tai. Yeah, the Mai Tais are the best on Waikiki Beach. Well, have you been out in a paddle boat yet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've tried surfing, but I am surfing as what United are to football.
Brilliant, brilliant.
So we leave here tonight and go to San Fran, then back home on Monday.
Oh, tell you.
Brilliant, yeah. Dave.
Oh, nice one, Dave.
I look forward to bumping into you in Bromborough when you get back then.
Anytime I'm here, we win.
Brilliant, mate. Stay there then. Stay there for a bit longer.
I'll
be Cheers, Dave.
All right, Dave.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thanks very much indeed. Dave from Bromber in Hawaii. Yeah. He must be earning too much.
Amazing. Great phone
call.
And
then on his way to San Francisco. Right, 30 goals in 45 games for his country. Surname worth 21 points in Scrabble. The boys are scratching their heads on the legends.
Call now, 0151 472 0967. It's the legends. Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Yeah, welcome back to the final part of the Legends. We've still got Dale Tempest to come in this part and your calls, 01514720967. And we'll have a look at the lads' bets from last week. And we'll also get their thoughts on who's going in the little treble for this week. We've had plenty of guesses as well on the look who's scoring. Mike in Prenton said Andre Kanchelskis. Sharpie's had about 4 guesses, but I think he wants another one. Yeah. Sharpie.
Ibrahima. Ibrahima
Bakayoko. Oh my word.
He needed that after last week.
Ibrahima Bakayoko, absolutely spot on. He only scored in 5 games, but in 2 of those matches he scored twice, and he won the Greek title in 2011 and was the league's top scorer that season. But signed by Walter Smith.
I can't remember much of him as a player, honestly can't.
7 goals in 20 starts. Apparently only played 28 games in all, I think, for Everton.
Yeah.
Made his debut against Liverpool, goalless draw. Congratulations to Ian and Kirby. He Brilliant. Was the first to call. I know Martin and Easton was quick off the mark too, but we've only got the one prize. Ian and Kirby, well done. Don't know how you got it from 7 goals in 20 starts and a debut in a goalless draw against Liverpool, but you did. Congratulations. We got a little prize out for you. So... big good news this week, hasn't there, in terms of fans supporting football?
Yep.
Because £30 maximum for away games for the next 3 seasons. That's fantastic news.
Yeah, fantastic. It's the right move, you know, get people going to the football again and giving everyone a chance to go, you know, bringing the price down. Fantastic. And like you say, hopefully get more people through the turnstiles and get them watching football. But it's a bold move and, like you say, guaranteed for the next 3 years, which is fantastic. I think the Liverpool fans helped that with what they did at Anfield that
night. Yeah, it seemed to have started the ball rolling, didn't it?
I think, they did do, but I think Everton were one of the clubs who really campaigned for it. You know, I think a lot of clubs were against it, you know. But when you look at it, and Liverpool will take full allocation, Everton will take full allocation wherever they go. And sometimes they were getting ripped off. Mm. Absolutely ripped off, some of the prices. £50-odd
And
it's not just that, Al. It's the travelling costs and everything else and whatever they do, and whether they've got a couple of kids with them. It was extortionate. So it's the least the Premier League could do. Mm. It's with the money that's pouring in now, it's the least they can do. And I know some clubs are I think they're going a little bit step further. They're giving them another discount off, I think it's £4 or something. Is Arsenal doing that?
And also, some clubs may not be charging £30 as an away price. I know most of them are there or thereabouts, but there might be some that are 26, 28.
But this is, I keep going back to, this is something that has been going on for years. Mm. I remember Manchester City fans boycotting, I think it was West Brom away, because West Brom knew that they would come in their numbers in the thousands, Man City fans, and they decided to stay away and boycott it. So that was many years ago. So it's taken that long for somebody to eventually do something.
Yeah, good news. Good news, news it is indeed. Just before we get our next caller on, who's hopefully a red, this one's quite apt, because on this day in 2008, Rafa Benitez, Liverpool, won 1-0 against Inter Milan in the San Siro in the Champions League to seal a 3-0 aggregate win, which got them a place in the quarterfinals against Arsenal.
And Liverpool win it. Left side. Aurelio attacks the box. Plays it into Torres. One touch to bring it down. The second one to finish it. It's misery for Milan. And the waves have parted for Liverpool. A place in the quarters for the third time in 4 years is almost there. It looks like Rafa has worked it all out again. And Fernando Torres has helped him. He scores in front of the Liverpool fans, who are jubilant. And Liverpool look like they're on the path to the last eight. Inter Milan 0, Liverpool 1. Liverpool lead 3-0 on aggregate.
Fernando Torres, and Rafa is back at Newcastle.
Scored the other night again, didn't he, Torres?
Yeah, he's on the mark. Yeah. Okay, so good news that Rafa's back in the Premier League for him anyway. Let's see what John in Childwall thinks about that victory last night, John. You must have been delighted with the win over Manchester United.
I was more delighted in 2008 when Fernando scored that goal. I was at that game. And it was the first time I heard the Torres bounce. And it was some atmosphere, honest, it was. It was one of those great aways I went to, but it was. I was. You know what? I said to Graham and John Aldridge a couple of weeks ago, as soon as the draw was made, I'd have took 0-0. And the biggest thing last night was not conceding.
It was not conceding.
And our crowd, I ended up arguing with fellas alongside me. You know, like screaming, come on. I mean, listen, we're 2-0 up. What are we chasing the game for? Just keep the ball. Keep the ball. Keep our shape. And United and Van Gaal is, even when we go up there, because I wouldn't say the tie's over, because you don't, I know Liverpool have hit a bit of form, but Liverpool, you can go back to Liverpool against Watford and Newcastle earlier in the season. I think the big favourites to go through.
John, John, what you've seen last night, they can't worry, surely.
No.
They're awful.
No, but you've got to look at the other side of it. They can't play that bad.
I think the manager said in the build-up to the game that, you know, the away goal could be vital in this game, and obviously Man United never got one, and I can definitely see us scoring next week for definite. So,
what we've got to do up there is not concede early on, because if you concede early on, it will. It's like if Liverpool, if it was at Anfield, it'll lift the crowd and everything. We've got to get to half time without conceding. Mm. Better still if we can nick one, because if we can get to half time 60 minutes and United haven't scored, obviously they're going to have to go further up the pitch. They're going to leave holes behind them, and Liverpool have got players that can expose that.
When you go away, John, you know, Emre Khans and people like that have to take responsibility. They have to sit in front of the back four. They have to mop things up. They have to help the centre-halves out. The full-backs can't go bombing on all the time. They've got to stay at home at the right, you know, pick and choose when they go forward. And I think that's little things that slowly but surely Liverpool are getting right at the moment.
But what Liverpool have got, Liverpool, I mean, and for all the experience the club's got, they haven't got it in players, because all the big players have got. And Liverpool next week, the players, they've got to be, the first and foremost, they've got to be mentally strong.
Yeah.
They've got to stand there and say, listen, we're going to come under the cosh here at certain games. That, you know, you can't dominate a game, for no team can do that. We're going to come under the cosh. We've got to be strong. We've got to be mentally strong, and we've got to stand up to it. We're going to go through like a little patch in the game, but we've got to come, you know, Stay strong. Keep our shape.
Who would you say is the leaders in the Liverpool team now? You know, you're looking around. Always look. You know, like say Gerrard and Carragher.
One swallow doesn't make the summer, but I think the last couple of games, I think Lovren's improved.
Yes, exactly. I was speaking to Gary Gillespie last week, and he said to me he's probably the best defender he feels at the club. I think he just needs a bit of time to settle in. He's had his injuries, but I think he's pretty level as a defender, level-headed, makes the right decisions more often than not. So I think he might see the best of him towards the end of the season and next year.
I will be absolutely amazed if Man United get through. I think Liverpool will score up there as well. I don't think you've got anything to worry about, honestly.
No, but I know what you're saying, but there's not a game a goal can't change. United could be, and then look at the game this season when Rooney scored late on. United weren't in the game. They weren't in the game. I mean, I know they weren't coming on to Liverpool. They were sitting. I know they've got to come on to Liverpool at Old Trafford. And that's going to help Liverpool. But the longer the game, we can keep it 0-0, the longer the fans... And to be honest with you, they're not in love with the manager,
are they? No, they're not in love.
And, you know, I think they play West Ham, they play us, and then I think they play City that after. So
yeah, that's right. It's make
a break for Van Gaal. To be honest with you, I hope he stays.
Great stuff, John. Brilliant. Thanks, John. We've got to move on. Thanks very much for your time tonight, John in Childwall. I think many Liverpool fans are thinking the same, aren't they? Man United fans are wondering.
See, the thing is, I hate to say this very, very quickly. I know it's Man United, but he goes. Whoever comes in there. It's got a massive job.
Absolutely spot on. This fellow who's coming on next has never got a massive job on his hands because these lads don't really trouble him too much.
I was unlucky, by the way.
Dale Skyback, welcome.
You got that in before I did.
Well, Sharp.
Last week, lads.
Yeah, Sharpie got one. No, Dom got two.
Two in a draw. I was unlucky there, by the way.
The bizarre thing was, Sharpie's one he got was the hardest one of the
three. Yeah, I know.
It was ridiculous, isn't it? Wigan and Sheffield Wednesday.
Crazy.
Isn't it amazing when you're talking about managers coming in? Mm. Neil Warnock at Rotherham.
Mm.
You know, absolutely gone. Three games beaten Borough, beaten Brentford, beaten Sheffield Wednesday away. Suddenly got Derby at home tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, they win that and they could stay up. Incredible.
Frightening deal.
Yeah. Nice little setup there, Rotherham, as well now.
Yeah.
Right, who's going to kick us off?
Go on, Dom, I'll let you go.
I'm going for the three B's this week.
The three B's?
Yeah, I'm going to go for Bournemouth at home, Burton and Burnley. That's my three this week.
Okay. Bournemouth's an interesting one. It's one of those games where they're 19-20 Bournemouth.
Yeah.
You just look at the pair and you think, do you know what? They both take a point now. Just move one point further away. I like
Bournemouth. They play good football. Fancy them tomorrow.
Yeah, they've only got four wins at home in all season.
Here he goes again.
Don't be putting the jinx on me already.
It's the same with Everton. You know, play some great football.
Hold on a minute, Sharpie's not happy.
Across the line.
Dale, nobody mentioned Everton. Nobody mentioned Everton. You don't have to remind me.
Okay. Yeah. Bournemouth, we'll put them on one side. That's the first one. Burton, home to Fleetwood.
Yeah.
I mean, Burton should win that one. Poor performance away midweek. It was the loser at Bradford, was it? Or somewhere like that.
Bradford are doing all right.
But they're strong at home, Burton. And then Burnley.
Flying.
Away at Huddersfield. They are absolutely flying.
But Huddersfield have picked up. Huddersfield have picked up a little bit.
They're playing some great football, the one thing I'd say about Burton, they've actually drawn eight games away. I think it's almost half of their away games. They do tend to draw, and they're a bit fortunate win at Fulham, but top of the league.
I think it's crunch time, though, now for the team in the Championship, so I just fancy them.
I think that's a good three, but Bournemouth I'd leave alone, but your other two I'll be with.
All right, Dale. Well, listen, if I don't get this right, I'm chopping it. I'm not having any more. I'm going
to
go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Dale. I'm going to go in the Premiership. Spurs to beat Villa.
Okay. Yeah.
Safety.
The Championship. I've got Hull to beat MK Dons.
Another tough one.
And then in League One, I've gone.
Ronaldo, isn't he?
Yeah, hold on, doesn't matter. It all counts. And my last one is League One, Gillingham to beat Crewe.
Jills have just gone off the pace recently. Yeah, they do have the best home form in the league. Yeah, crew are struggling. Your other two, I can't argue with Hull and MK Dons. Tottenham resting a few. They've obviously taken a focus on the league. So, yeah, that's going to be a very popular treble, that one, this weekend. So, fingers crossed, Yarpie, we can be paying out on...
Cheers, dear. I'll hold you to that, sir. Thank you very much.
How much did you pay out on Rafa getting the Newcastle job then, Dale? And will he still be in it next season?
It's a very good question, isn't it? I mean, the prices on Newcastle being relegated have changed. Mm. Not dramatically. I mean, you're talking about them to go down, they're 8 to 13 now, to stay up 5 to 4. But it looks like it's sort of 2 from 3, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Them and Sunderland, Norwich are struggling for goals. You can't see them putting a run together. So it's Sunderland and Newcastle, which is some sort of, clash. Don't they play each other in a couple of weeks as well?
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking at Newcastle before, 17 games they've lost away from home in the last 21. I mean, that's just awful. That's going to take some... Rafa's going to have to get 12 people behind the ball, never mind 10. You know, particularly going to Leicester on Monday night.
I'll back Newcastle then.
you'll be on Leicester about 1-10 when they go through the last three.
Brilliant, Dale.
Cheers, Dale.
All right, Dale. Thanks very much for coming tonight.
Good weekend.
Dale Tempest from Skybet. And as we say every week, other betting outlets are available for you to lose your money. like the lads. But best of luck to the boys. Best of luck to Everton tomorrow. And the new, owner, stakeholder in terms of investment, Farhad Mashiri is going to be there.
Yeah.
And he's vowed to try and keep his best players and put more money into the club, Graham.
Well, that's good news, Al. You know, we talked about it, just before he came on board, and I said, personally, I think if we could keep Lukaku, Stones, Bartley for another year, two, if they can see progress, if they can see an end, to the progress we're making, hopefully they'll stay. We talk about Euros, it's important, but if he comes in here with the intention that he's keeping that squad together, all well and good, and it sounds good. Only time will tell, but I'm sure he'll get a fantastic reception tomorrow when I don't know whether he's stepping onto the pitch or whatever.
That would be a strange one, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. Michael Knighton did it.
juggling the ball on the way.
I hope it doesn't go that way.
Dom, no game for Liverpool, but that's probably a good thing, given this 2-0 lead. And your confidence that they'll complete the job next Thursday.
I mean, I think the club's full of confidence at the moment, and just really looking forward to next week now. Big game, like you say. I think we'll get through. I can see us going there and winning. Actually, I know it's not over, but I just think the form Liverpool are in and the way Man U are playing, I fancy us.
Okay, great stuff. Great to have you in again, Dominic Matteo, alongside Graham Sharp. Don't forget Saint and Snod's back tomorrow. I'm in the hot seat for that. But the legends will return, of course, on Monday to dissect everything that's happened over the weekend.
Radio City Talk Legends with Williams BMW. Find them at Bolton, Liverpool, Manchester, Rochdale and Stockport.